Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? It's your boy, it's your cousin, it's your friend Calvin, the new trainer, checking in. I hope you are doing well today. Listen, today we're going to talk about the journey of developing your strategy. And let me tell you, man, so many times you've probably listened to episodes where I felt so confident. I'm like, guys, my strategy is systemized. I'm telling you guys, you got to systemize your trading, all of that stuff. Let me tell you, the journey of developing your setup, it's continual. All right. It's continual, and it's going to probably take, you know, that 3 to 4 year, maybe that 5 year mark where you have finally got it all down pat. You know how you want to enter the market. You know where to exit the market, the place that no longer validates your trade. Right. You know when to get out and not hold that trade too long. Right. To suffer a substantial loss. You understand that, you know that, and you know how to spot your setup. And you know, once you get in, you know how the market should move once you get in on your setup. And if the market is not moving the way it normally should move, you know, hey, let me reduce position size, or let me just ultimately cut this trade. Right. And so that process, that refining and that development, it literally can go into the 5 year mark if you have been consistent on your journey. Now, I don't want you to think that because you're changing things up, you're in year one, you're in year two, you're in year three, and you've heard me talk about don't change your strategy. If it's working, don't change it. Right. And what I meant by that is simply, you know, if you find something that's working and then maybe 1 week it doesn't work, don't switch it up. Don't try to find something else. Go ahead and keep trading that way for the next week and see what's going on. Right. Now, what I'm talking about today is when you're doing the same thing, okay, and you notice, hey, the first week I won the majority of my trades. The second week I lost all my trades. The third week I went back to like 50-50, right? I won half, I lost half, right? Now you're getting to the point where you're like, okay, now I need to work on my position sizes, my lot sizes. How big are my positions? I need to work on my risk management. So all of these are things that you're developing as you grow in the strategy. Now, you don't necessarily have to change the approach, the way you look at the market, even though that may be a part of your journey. What I'm saying is the process of developing a plan, when you get to the point where you're coming to the market and you're literally looking for the same setup. Now, it's going to come in different shapes and forms, but pretty much how you approach, how you justify getting into a trade, it literally is the same thing over and over, and you're willing to stomach those small losses or those consistent losses because you know when you catch one, it's going to go and it's going to make up for all of that. To get to that point, okay, it's going to take time. For a lot of us, it takes time, and that is what I want to talk about today. So I know that was a long intro, but buckle up your seatbelts, get ready, because your boy Calvin, a new trader, I'm about to go in. All right, let's thank our sponsors, and we're going to jump right into it. Let's go.
You're listening to the Forex Beginner Podcast with Calvin, the new trader. On this podcast, you'll get daily motivation, encouragement, and Forex trading tips as Calvin, the new trader, shares his journey with you.
Yo, 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 what's going on, ladies and gentlemen? It's your boy Calvin, the new trader, checking in. This is the podcast where we're bringing you that daily motivation, inspiration, and trading tips as you work your way to becoming a consistently profitable Forex trader. Man, today we're jumping right into it. We're talking about the strategy development, and it's been a journey for me, man. It has really been a journey for me, but I'm really at that point where it's like I'm settled now. There's been many times where I've said, guys, this is it. This is it. I got it. And those ways of trading have been great, but there was always something that I was doing that made me, just one part of it that didn't make me feel at ease. Either the strategy was great, but I'm staying up all night, all week, waiting for that one move of the week, and I was exhausted, completely exhausted, right? Or maybe I was jumping into the market at a set time. I had a set time that I'm in the market, maybe between 3 a.m. and 5 a.m. I'm in the market, then I'm back to sleep, right? And then I'll go a whole week waking up at that time, and all the setups will literally happen after 5 a.m., right? Or all the setups will happen during New York session at 8 a.m., right? And so that would be frustrating. And so you go through a process of fine-tuning what you're doing. The overall perspective of what you're doing stays the same, right? So you may start looking at the market, no indicators, right? And then you may start adding some indicators, right? And then you may pull back away from those indicators again. So it's still the same framework. You're just adding and subtracting things that may or may not work for you over the long term, okay? So I want you to give yourself permission to grow. I want you to give yourself space to develop, all right? That's the first thing. Don't feel like you're all over the place, because when you're starting out on this journey and you don't necessarily have someone that you can directly go to all the time to kind of guide you on this trading journey, that's expected. You're building something. You're figuring something out, right? And we talked about on a prior episode, we talked about, you know, you got to apply the faith to this journey. You got to, like, for all my believers and even non-believers, you got to reach out. You got to say, God, listen, I know I haven't been the most consistent person with you, God, but listen, I need you because I can't do this on my own, all right? And so we need to apply that factor as well, just knowing every day, hey, I'm getting better. Everything that I go through in this market is getting me closer to my goal of becoming consistently profitable and reaching my goals, whatever your goals are in the market. All right. But just understand, the message I want to leave you with today is just understand that the process, it may take a few years and it may feel like you're running around in circles. You're, you know, trading one way, then you're switching another way. No. This is all a part of the development process. But what you have to do is make sure that you're not chasing behind. And this is the part that it's not conducive to winning, is when you're chasing around, jumping from strategy to strategy simply because you see somebody else winning at what they're doing and you just want to make money. So you're like, oh, that person's making money. Let me go try this. Oh, that person's making money. Let me go try this. Oh, let me go on YouTube. I saw somebody say this. Now, that's not a good formula. All right. But if you're creating, if you're looking at things in the market, if you're trading one way, okay, and you see something different in the market, and then you start studying that out, and you for yourself see it happen consistently and consistently again, the thing that you discover, you start seeing it play out over and over again. And it's opposite of what you were doing when you were trading. That is something that you can follow up on and start tweaking your strategy, because it's something that you develop. It's a pattern or a sequence in the market that you discover from your own observation. It's not you running behind somebody else's theory or somebody else's profit and saying, hey, they're making a bunch of money. Every time I see them post on Instagram, they're making money. I want to go do what they're doing. That's not the right way to do this journey. The right way to do this journey is you're in the market, you're studying your losses, and you're like, oh man, I noticed that every time I lose and it reverses on me, it does this. Maybe if I just wait and then I catch this move after reversal, maybe I can get in and take profit. Then you start studying that bad baby out. All right. That's how you want to do this. That's how you want to grow on this journey. And that's really, to be honest with you, that's where, like, that's some of the tweaking that I made going into the new year. Like, I noticed some things and I'm like, yo, I need to start studying this out. And then I started simplifying my trading, simplifying my approach, making it super simple so that I can get to the results that I'm looking for in this new year. All right. So I just want to encourage you today. If you are on the journey and it seems like it's taking forever, it seems like you're bouncing around so many ways, I want to ask you this question. Are you bouncing around because you're chasing behind another person's strategy because of their results? Or are you bouncing around because your mind is studying? Your mind is seeing different things in the charts that you're trying to figure out the best way for you to approach the market. All right. And if that's the case, you're right on track. Don't stop. You're right on track. Because let me tell you something. As I said earlier, sometimes I will have strategies that I develop and they would be great. But the issue is I'm up all night. I'm staying up all night. I'm half tired. I can't get nothing done. I feel unproductive because, you know, I'm half asleep and I can't really focus on anything, you know, once I'm out of the market. And I just told myself, yo, you can't do this. Like, this is not freedom. So then I had to get to a point where it's like, yo, where am I noticing the moves consistently happening? And for me right now, I'm seeing if you come to the market right at London Open, you come to the market right at New York Open, there are moves that are happening. And so I started to find patterns, right? I started to develop just based off my knowledge and all the things that I've gathered over the course of my it's almost 4 years now of trading. I just started to look at the market based on the perspectives that I've already developed from my education and this skill set, just being in the market, trading, losing accounts, making money on accounts, losing prop firm challenges, making payouts from funded accounts, all of that stuff. I just used that experience and I started spotting similarities in the market around these market open times. And I said, yo, I can use this particular approach to the market when these markets are opening and I can possibly see a big move take place. And so that's what I've been studying now. And so now I'm noticing that having that scalper's mentality, it's fitting me so well because now I'm coming to the market at market opens. If I see a setup, great. If I don't, I go back to sleep. I don't feel, overwhelmed. I don't feel tired. I can come and give you guys more updates on the trading journey, bring you some encouragement, give you some updates on where I'm at. And now, like, I'm even have time to even start a new podcast show about starting a podcast, encouraging people to start a podcast and how podcasting can pay you if you have something that you're extremely passionate about and something that you know that you're going to do for the rest of your life that you can talk about and encourage others in, how that can be a career for you, how you can turn it into a career if you absolutely love it. So now I'm starting now because I've developed a way of trading that is fitting every aspect of not just how I want to make money, but also how I want to balance my time and how I want to have freedom outside of just trading, but still maximize opportunities to make money in the market. Now that I'm doing that, I'm able to tap into other ideas, you know, to serve people, to help people, and also to be able to generate more streams of income, which will allow me more free time to create more things and do more things and give back more, you know? And so it all really helps. But just to sum it all up today, we got to get to the point where we understand that as long as we're continually pushing ourselves and we're continually growing in our understanding of the market, we are right where we need to be. That's all I'm gonna say. We are right where you need to be. So don't feel discouraged. Don't feel down because it's taking a little longer than you think it should. You're gonna be just fine. You just keep pushing and you just keep growing. It's your boy, Calvin, the new trader, man. Listen, I just want you to know that it's a journey, but if you don't give up, it's all going to be worth it. And that's what I tell myself every day. Like, I'm not worried about what the next person making. I congratulate everybody with their growth and what they're doing, but I know my breakthrough, what I came to Forex for, it's coming, and it's coming real, real soon. There's no reason that I would be on this podcast every single day. There's no reason I would have started this podcast when nobody even knew about it. There's no way I would have put my voice out here if I didn't believe that this was a absolute passion of mine and that this is something that I know that I'm going to do for the rest of my life. I knew it when I first got introduced to it. I knew that this is something I'm going to do for the rest of my life. And I knew that I'm willing to put in the work for the rest of my life. Even if I don't see no results, I'm willing to grind this thing out for the rest of my life because it's just, I love it that much. I love trading that much. And so I know I'm going to be successful, and I really hope and believe that you believe that you're going to be successful. All right. So, hey, it's your boy Calvin, a new trader. Listen, if you're on this journey and you're feeling lonely at times, or you feel like you don't have people to grow with, or you feel like you don't have the knowledge yet to grow and to understand, and you have questions and you need guidance on where to learn and what to learn and how to get yourself on the track to growing as a Forex trader, well, there's no better place than Calvin's Forex Growth Group. It's a place of education. It's a place of accountability. It's a place of encouragement. It's a place of community. And it's a place where we just all are like-minded. We all want to grow in this skill set. We all have big dreams to accomplish in this skill set. And we are just a community of people that are sharing information and that are just growing together. And if that is something that interests you, check out www.calvinthenewtrader.com. There's a link in the description below. You can get access to the group. You get access to weekly calls with me, myself. So if you ever wanted to connect with me, be able to ask me questions, Calvin's Forex Growth Group is where you get access to that, as well as you get access to over 160 videos of, you know, different strategies strategies that I've learned and use and what I'm currently doing in the market. And as I continue to grow, I drop all of that information in the growth group. And you also get access to a community where you can connect with other like-minded individuals, other traders that are, some are making money with payouts. We had one trader, Sonia, I'm talking $9,000 payout from a prop firm, just started trading last year. Just so much growth is happening. And so if that's something that you want to be connected with, it's just a one-time fee. You pay one time, you have access for a lifetime. We don't want to hook you up in no monthly payments, nothing like that, because we're centered on growth. But the reason we have a payment is because we want to attract serious people only. We don't want to just attract anybody that just, you know, here today, gone tomorrow. We really want the serious people. So it's a one-time fee. You have access for a lifetime, and we look forward to growing with you. So check out the link in the description or head over to www.calvinthenewtrader.com, and we would love to grow with you. All right. Also, if you're interested in getting your prop firm journey started, check out my sponsor of this podcast, Blue Guardian, which is my recommended prop firm. They have this amazing tool called the Guardian Protector, which essentially allows you to set dollar amounts or percentages in your account or on your account that stop you from hitting your daily drawdown limit, okay? This is a great tool that takes the thinking out of trading. So just in case you feel emotional and don't want to set a stop loss, or you want to try to hold a trade past the designated area where you know you should get out, the Guardian Protector will automatically take you out at a set dollar amount or percentage to minimize the risk and really help you save yourself from over leveraging, over trading, and all of that stuff. So check out Blue Guardian. And if you're interested and you're ready to take action on that, use coupon code NEWTRADER, the number one at checkout, and that'll get you 10% off your next challenge. Hey, it's your boy Calvin, the new trader. I look forward to running into you at the bank one day, but you cannot meet me there. You got to beat me there. When I pull up to that bank, you should already be walking out, duffel bag on your shoulder, big smile on your face. I just believe we all are going to be successful. God bless you. Take care. I will holla at you later. Peace. Thank you for listening to the Forex Beginner Podcast. If today's episode helped you in any way, please click follow on whatever platform you're currently listening to this episode on. That way, you never miss another episode. And if you need help on your trading journey, looking to get connected with a group of like-minded individuals that are focused and determined on reaching success in Forex, and get access to the trading strategies that I have used to get funded with multiple prop firm accounts, join us in Calvin's Forex Growth Group. It's a one-time fee, and you get access for a lifetime.